It's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Question for you, is your radar tuned for legendary customer service? You know, the Ritz-Carlton is deservedly renowned for its legendary customer service. And I've got to say, I've had the pleasure of staying at the Ritz-Carlton several times while speaking to clients. And boy, I can attest from personal experience, they know how to do customer service. Well, recently, I had the pleasure of listening to the Cultural Transformation Director for the Ritz-Carlton speak at an event where I was speaking. Here are a few of her key takeaways when it comes to building a phenomenal service-first culture known for legendary customer service. So the first one, the Ritz-Carlton refer to their employees as ladies and gentlemen, which sends a pretty powerful message. You know, how you label things matters. So imagine if you weren't just employees or the staff, you're known as ladies and gentlemen. Employees at the Ritz-Carlton are trained to use a customer's name five times to help them remember names. Rather than adhering to the golden rule, you know, treat everyone the way you want to be treated, the Ritz-Carlton practices the platinum rule, actively engage customers the way they want to be engaged. Inspiring service at the Ritz-Carlton is all about engaging the five senses, easy for me to say. And they take that seriously, all five senses. They think about the customer experience from a tactile perspective, from a sound perspective, from a visual perspective, from a even scent perspective. I know I'm missing one there, but each Ritz-Carlton has its own signature scent. How cool is that? I did not know that. And there's one, apparently, I love this, I think in South Carolina, where their signature scent is chocolate. Now, every employee at the Ritz-Carlton is trained to constantly have their radar on, antenna up. That's the language they use. Everyone is trained to have their radar on, antenna up, so they are in tune with the big picture of what's happening around them at all times and are actively anticipating customers' needs. I love that concept. That is so much of what great customer service is about, having your antenna up and your radar on. And each employee at the Ritz-Carlton receives a wallet-sized card outlining their three steps of service, which include a warm and sincere greeting, using the customer's name, and anticipating and fulfillment of each guest's needs. That's number two. And then the third one is a fond farewell. You are to give every guest a warm goodbye and use the guest's name. So every employee gets a wallet-sized card outlining those three steps of service. And lastly, what she stressed over and over was that legendary service is ultimately about consistency and turning every customer interaction into a defining moment. And now my fun at work tip. You know, Ellen DeGeneres pulled off a mannequin challenge in the White House this November, and I had the pleasure of participating in one at our annual speaking conference, where supposedly we participated in the largest live Facebook mannequin challenge in the world. And if you haven't heard of a mannequin challenge by now, you may be under a rock. I don't know, but of course you can see them everywhere. They're online. Google them. Go to YouTube. You'll find all sorts of examples of them. All it involves is, and here's what I'm suggesting as the fun at work tip, have a team competition in your workplace where you do the mannequin competition. All you have to do is have everyone make like a statue and then have someone record the frozen poses so that the video looks like it's a still image of everyone frozen in time. And then award prizes for the most creative process or the freeziest poses, you know, whoever does the best job of making like a statue, or for the video that best reflects your workplace's values or business. So what positions, what poses would best reflect your particular work? And the quote of the week from Harry Donaghy, fun forges cooperation quicker than any other human dynamic. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World, I saw these signs posted at a client's office recently, a great example of using humor to drive home a point. Passwords are like underwear. You shouldn't leave them out where people can see them. You should change them regularly. You shouldn't loan them out to strangers. Well said. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work. As always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com. Sign up for the weekly print version of this e-zine on the homepage of humoratwork.com. Check out the articles there, the resources there. Check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank, if you want to totally transform your workplace culture. And until next time, it's been me, Michael Kerr, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.